Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, man? Mark? Mark? Vinny? You gotta unmute yourself. Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hey, it has. Since you guys won, last time you guys came up here. But what's going on, man? What's the breaking news, man? The news to the world right now. Tell us all.
What's the big reveal?
What is it? I'm going to let you guys do it.
He's on here.
Yeah, Mark's on here. Mark, you there, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. There he goes. There's Dirty fucking Mark. What's up, buddy? You can't hear me? The dirtiest player in the game, Mark. Okay.
Who's winning so far?
How many did you get this?
One.
Okay. Oh, there's Val.
Yep.
There's Val in there. Okay. Let's reveal. Let's reveal it.
We got Val on here too. All
right. There's Val. Go ahead.
Do
we get the breaking news music? All right. Not yet. Before you say it, we're gonna put the breaking news music. You still can't hear me?
Down, can you hear us?
Hold on. Breaking news. Let's go. Let's hear it. Let's get it.
We added an
addition
to our team.
All right. Who?
Johnny Ebert.
You guys got Johnny.
Yeah, we got Johnny.
You got Johnny. You guys added Johnny.
Johnny Ebert is now a DC artist.
Wow.
Wait, who's up there with that picture?
That's Vinny.
We got Vinny, Danny, Mark.
Okay, I'm going to
call
that Vinny.
I'm
going to
exit out and come back in.
All right. I'll say that guy, let's put you up there on my elite status, would you say?
I would.
I don't know about
absolutely. That's exactly what we said earlier.
Yeah.
As long as Dalton shows up,
You got you and Johnny, you guys will be good. And Kenny.
And we got
the one back from
the season off. Everybody forgets.
Who?
T-Rock.
Oh,
it's T-Rock.
Is that the guy that always has his hat backwards?
Yeah, he's a little
stylish
one.
Right,
yeah, Mark.
Can you hear me now, Mark? Mark, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
we can hear you. All right, so basically, you guys think this is the move to put you guys at that championship level where you guys were, you know. You guys fell a little short last year. You still made it to the championship. I mean, bringing Mark back is definitely a huge deal.
Yeah.
But now adding Johnny Ebert, I mean, that's huge.
In my opinion, I'm going to be honest, I don't think there's a team in the league from Camden to Rock Bottom because of the
team.
Whoa. there's nobody in the league who has a better wide receiver core than us.
Ooh, that's...
No. That's not
But I'll say you guys got a good
one. I'm not putting us in this. I'm just saying. I respect what the man is saying.
I don't know what performance line is working with yet. I haven't really seen
it. Well, losing fucking Johnny
he
is huge. But he's still a receiver. He can still catch the ball.
Yeah, he went out on every play, yeah.
Johnny is really good at any level at running back in the game, but
he's not the fastest, he's not the best, but he's got hands and he's got a good route. So definitely going to help us
in the offensive side. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, looking good. Jimmy came out, I can't believe he's on the Braves, but he looked good.
Support Jim.
Yeah, real quick, though. How is Jimmy going to be with
we'll find out.
That's crazy, man. Like that's crazy. You guys.
We'll find out.
So is Johnny only playing offense, or is he gonna play offense and defense? Just offense. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, if you guys don't mind me asking, I know you guys had to ask Bill or whatever, but how did this happen? Like, how did this happen?
We've been talking with Johnny to be on DTI. We've been trying to get him in the first couple of seasons for about a few seasons. Obviously, he wasn't happy playing the center, I don't know the situation between him and Goff, so I didn't get into that. But me and him were talking, and he's like, dude, I don't want to play center. I want to play receiver. And every well, he should. I mean, he's a very good receiver. And he reached out to me. I reached out to Benny, and everything went through. We talked to Steve, and by week two, you got up to week two to be able to transfer from a team, as long as Bill and Steve are okay with it. And then the other, and so then Steve got the bill, and I got a phone call back saying, hey, you can play for you guys. And then him and Grotto just discussed it, whatever. I didn't get in the middle of that. And now he's a GCI Irish, you mean? Me and Ibram have been playing since we were 18 years old. And this is the first time I ever played with Ibram on the same team.
So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, honestly, to me, I think it's huge, man. I think it's one of those power moves where that could take you guys to you guys are gonna be in the elite team this year. I don't know who, but you guys got the guys to do it. But you won the game. It doesn't matter. You won the game.
There's Johnny.
All right, that is the man of the hour. There he goes. The new GC Irish guy of the week. Right, what are we doing here? This shit is unfair. I don't like this shit. I'm voting against it. No, I'm just kidding, man. Good shit, man. Good shit, guys.
You were saying you were going to play on your team a couple of years ago before you joined with Western. So,
it's loyalty. It's loyalty. Where he was, which I understand. I mean, and then, thank God we got him. He definitely helps us a lot.
I think he'll fit well with you and a bunch of guys.
I think so, too. I think it'll be a good mix.
Brady's got to worry a little bit more now.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that wakes up the Ravengers, us. You guys just beat the Ball Hawks, but without Johnny. So
other than Camden and Rock Bottom, I seriously think any defense is going to struggle a little bit with having four very big and unique receivers, because they're all different. Other than Benny and Sirianni, in my opinion, I think they're almost the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And same individual on the field.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it's going to be a little struggle for teams to battle with us offensively.
That's only if Dalton shows the fuck up. Dalton can have four vacations booked this summer. You know what I mean? This spring.
He's already
six already. But you got to get your first test this week against your old team performance lab.
You guys think you guys can beat them? Like you guys beat them last year. Yeah, they are. They are. They took Camden to the brink. You know what I mean? To the you know what I mean? To the end. So, wow. That's a power move, man. Power move. Yeah. Yeah. True. Johnny, what you got to say, man? Do you think this is the best thing for you? You know what I mean? Like. Closer. Yeah, that was definitely fucking funny. Yo, man, fucking, yo, Sean's still my guy, man. That's still my buddy, bro. Like, he just, he has a new life in North Carolina, so.
Hey, man, as long as he's happy, bro, and he's living life, that's all
that
matters.
Yeah.
You guys upgraded anyway.
Definitely. But... Yeah. Why? Why?
Jimmy
and
Jeff
are
boys, so
they
go, it's deeper than, you know, football.
Yeah, that's
like,
my
I'm
guy.
I didn't think that he would ever play for me to happen because Jimmy is so personal about stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought he would have been like, nah, dude, I ain't never going over there because of his pride. Yeah.
But why? No.
And you guys have always been rivals.
Jim's the only reason I'm even in the league. Like, Jim got me in the league.
I'm curious to see how and Jimmy work.
Why? They played together before.
They did. We played on the Patriots.
We played on the Patriots.
Why did
you?
Oh, really? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah.
Because he started his team back up.
I didn't.
He brought Reese with him, and then when he started his team back up, Reese came with him.
Actually, Reese brought me with him. They wanted Maurice, but they wanted me to come with him. So.
And now you run the team.
I've always ran the team.
You just took a season off.
I just took a season off.
It's late. It's late.
I had to get rid of some of the hobos that I had on the team. I agree.
I will, but I think just the way he's good and the way Jimmy is, I just feel like they might fuck heads, but if they don't, that's going to work out well for you guys.
Yeah.
Johnny, I said that we great should have got you, but I didn't know how Jim and Reese and you were all going to mix together in one team.
I said that to Jeff earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Aaron from the Ravengers. My guy, my guy cannot.
Kyrie.
Kyrie from the Panthers. Kyrie from the Panthers. Nah, he's in. He said the A. The A. Yeah. Hold on. Let me look.
I don't know how you're struggling.
Hold up. Well. Your guy, Kaney. Hold up. What other teams is there? What's the other team? No, I'm not dissing nobody. I'm just trying to think. Where's that listening to? Now, where's the, alright. Yeah. Yo, is this guy on the Ball Hawks still?
Amir?
No,
Amir doesn't play no more.
Okay.
I don't play no Ball Hawks thing. Stop it. I'm just
waiting. Damn, yo.
I
don't know. I mean, fucking Johnny. I think Johnny's better than Vinny. No diss to you, Vinny. No diss, bro. I think Johnny's better than you. That's just my opinion.
I'm lost, bro. I'm a
I'm serious. I've seen Johnny make more plays than you.
But I've been in the league
10 more years
than
Vinny.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, I'm just shitting on Vinny though. Now Vinny caught the last pass on us, caught a game winning touchdown on us this year.
No.
As a matter of fact, Vinny killed us every time. Vinny caught the game winning touchdown the last two times we played them.
Vinny's definitely the top 10, I would say.
You know, you guys only they actually beat us three in a row. Yeah, they beat us three in a row.
We got 9, so who else can you think? John from the Ravagers,
Lee, Knox,
Adam from the Ravagers, Johnny, Vinny, Kyrie, Amir, and King.
Amir's not, he said he's not in the league. Just take him off. So we need two more.
Yeah.
Really?
Crawford from the Ravagers, I had the best time on the weekend.
You gotta get off the jam.
What Crawford said?
Crawford said, I got the best on the release hands down.
Yo, Mark, you hear this? Crawford from the Ravagers said he had the best center release hands down. Yo, he's pretty good. He has a pretty good center release.
I don't know, man. You know what?
Who? Kenny? But Kenny's slow as hell. I don't know if Cheek's slow, dog. Like, I wouldn't call Cheek slow. Yeah, Cheek, I don't know how fucking Cheek does it, yo. He just scores every... Yeah, he just scores every week, every game. Yeah, did anybody see Spellman play? I'm gonna leave him alone. I just want to know.
I don't think how you build and play so much money and you still have that in the league.
Oh shit!
Oh,
here we go.
Shut his mic off. Shut his mic off. Somebody else to win. Matt Bowler. Bro, come on, dog. Keep it real, bro. Come on. I'm the one that put you guys on the map. Like, I was your biggest fan. I was your biggest fan. I was your biggest fan. UCRs, like nobody knew about them.
Oh, yeah, that is true. We used to pick you guys every
I used to pick you guys, and you guys went fucking...
And I used to trash them. Yeah,
you guys used to lose every week, and but I was still picking y'all. I had confidence and faith in y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dalton kind of, like, got it. He figured it out. He kind of figured it out. Like...
No one
here.
You
can't disagree with me. I was. What? I haven't said anything good about Dalton today. What are you talking about?
You said Dalton finally got it.
When you guys won that championship, Dalton kind of figured it out. But his attendance... His attendance this season are an issue. No. More than a fucking couple. You know, like,
Ben Brady
was out there, and then Ben Brady's little brother was out there, and then That was an ugly game, man. That was a rough ass game. Did you? Have you guys ever beat the prospects?
Yeah, we used to beat the prospects all the time.
So, Johnny, are you starting? Are you a starting receiver on GCRs, or are they going to get you off the bench? Yeah. You never know. You never know. Okay. So who's you benching? Who's sitting down for Johnny?
You know what, that is.
Okay, so you got, so what's the starting offense right now? What's your boom? This is our offense. This is our best offense. This is the best version of our offense. Give me the names right now. Let's go. Okay. That's gonna be crazy. And whoever I can't remember whose team rod is off the top of my head, like. Yeah.
Who's the guy that always works with fundraisers?
Okay. So that's your starting offense to take the A championship. That's what you're going with. And oh no, not at all. Not at all. I don't sleep on anybody. Wait, you said he's Spanish? See, I would remember a Puerto Rican on your team. Like, you guys have a fucking roster full of white folks. So of course I'm not. Okay, I'm sure. He'll be the darkest one on the team, right? Yeah. No, I'm talking about what Crawford said in the comments. Crawford said that. that he's the best, hands down,
yes,
at the release.
Yes.
You said Knopf is better than Kenny?
Oh, Knopf.
No, I said he's a very good
one. Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah. But I wasn't talking about your blocking. You usually just hold. I'm talking
or
about, like...
belly flop or something.
I thought...
You usually just hold.
Belly flop, yeah.
I'm saying... You're a good receiver. You're a good receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo. I will. I'll put you in the dirt again. Yo.
I think you need
can't stop me. Yeah, he threw me on the ground. What the fuck did I win with me? But I still was picking him. I got 2 sacks against him last time. I got it. I record everything. Home slice. I'm gonna send you those personal clips.
You're on top of me.
Nah. That was fucked up, man. You should apologize right now for that. So you picked him up.
You
gave him a belly to belly suplex. No. No. Yeah, I'm going to rush against you. I still got good feet. Oh, please. You're not the Terminator, dog. You're not the Terminator.
No, I'm going
110%
against
him. All right. That's what I'm talking about. I think we do play him. Yeah, week 8.
Yeah.
We're going to
be drunk. How's we
going?
I don't drink.
You weren't making
it that Sunday,
would
you?
Oh,
that's my body.
Yeah.
Why? Why not? Don't you want to see where you guys really are? Don't you want to see if you can compete?
It's not that way. Listen, we have a very high
Yeah. You can't argue that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can compete with them, man. I don't know. Do what you want. Do what you want. If that's what you think is best for your team. I mean, because I know how much.
There's one team I haven't beat.
Who? I beat them twice. Maybe three. That's because you guys, you know.
They got a new center.
Shut up now. My God. You never be rock bottom?
Rock bottom's got a new center this year, too.
Oh, yeah, Eric.
Eric's new center.
I think, now he was just playing center that game. I don't know. Kim, stop hating. Kim's hating right now.
No,
yes, you are. Yes, you are. How is he? Me, too. Had a glass name on his back of his jersey. Good for him. His gi. Oh, shit. I watch fucking Karate Kid.
That's my guy, man. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Found a team that he doesn't have to do everything.
Sometimes it feels good if you show up and play.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I just show up and play at a high level to keep your spot.
Oh, Johnny, how awkward is it going to be for you to be playing against your soon-to-be ex-teammates?
Oh, he's also going to be trying to put you in.
What time is that game?
Oh, man, I want to watch that shit.
I really have to.
That might be the game of the week anyway.
It is. I mean,
yeah, Mark talks enough shit for both of you guys. Now, did you get a jersey yet, Johnny, or it's on back order? Oh shit, they already knew this was gonna happen.
So who else from your part selection team is still on performance? Did you like combine?
That's a good question, Kim.
We've left them.
Oh shit.
That whole performance class is all new team.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Now, Vinny, Big Dog. Maybe you can. I haven't had a chance. I didn't really get the chance to watch y'all game. But what happened in that game against the Bullhawks? Okay. Now, what did Tom Graff look like? Were they moving the ball? Did they have the same problem you guys had? They were just, you guys were just couldn't score, but you were moving the ball? Damn. Okay. Win's a win. A win's a win. Now, Johnny, I know you're no longer a part of Performance Lab, but how did your game go against the Wolfpack? How was that? What happened?
It was tough, man. We only had five people on.
Oh shit.
Way too shifty. You can't, if there's a single rush, I don't care who you are,
still struggle to stay with 15 in his back there.
Yeah.
He's too shifty.
Too fast.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speed.
Gotta rush too.
What time do you guys play, Jeff? On Sunday?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, rock bottom. So we'll see. We're gonna go put our best foot forward and see what happens. Hold up. Yeah, Reese wants to hop on and say something to you.
Man, here we go.
hold on one second. Send it to him.
He's at the wrong. The wrong is at it. Because you said Reese is here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's wrong.
He called me. I'm like, what? This is huge news. Huge news. Now I'm starting to think that the starting to think GCI is cheating.
That's what everybody thought when you got in the
recap.
Yeah, he was.
I'm trying to make good.
GM of the year, huh? Yeah, right. Aaron left my team. Damn, it's like that, Vinny. It's like that, player. Shit. But, hey, man. I don't know if he's going to hop on here, but if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You said he got it? Okay. All right, Vinny. Good move, man. So you're the reason that this all happened, right? You.
I'm not
going to
say good thing. There's a couple people involved.
Well, I'm going to applaud all you guys. Whoever did it. Good shit, yeah. Man. That makes you guys. Go ahead, my bad.
There
you go.
Here's Reese.
Yo, you on here, Reese? Yeah, you on? You on with Vinny, Johnny, Val, Dirty Mark, and me.
Man, I got Tom Brady. I don't worry about money.
Tell him. Tell him. Yeah, Jim. Jim Brady. He's hating. Reese, I don't know if you know, but Johnny just went to GC Irish now. So Johnny's on GC Irish, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show. He's blocked in. His contract is blocked.
Listen, me and my boys, and I was like, Al Buckhead was a great quarterback. You feel me? So, hope you do him and I do him some good. We're going to make a lot of changes this season. But I don't think he's going to fuck
up. Yo, Jeff.
No.
That was why I was shot at. I was agree with what I said about him.
What do you mean? About who?
About him and Jeff. Together.
Oh, him and Jim? He said that you guys, if you guys make it work, it should be great. But if you guys bump heads, it's gonna be ugly. Basically, is what he said. We'll see. Now, yo, Vinny asked me who's the top 10 receivers in the A. What do you think, Maurice? Yeah. Who would you put up there with yourself? Who? You think Vinny's the top receiver? Vinny's not better than Johnny. Yeah, Sean, that's his name. I'm calling him a young boy. He's older than him. Yeah, keep going.
What about Aaron?
Oh, no,
man.
What about Kaney? Yeah, you're breaking up bad. Yeah, bad. Go get some Wi-Fi. All right, Vinny. Yo, see you Sunday, dog. Yo, good move. That's a great GM move. Continue to do good luck. All right, man. Hey, Mark. I forget what I was about to say to you. I was about to say some slick shit, but I can't remember what I was about to say. My insult will come back to me. It will.
I'm not
talking shit. I'm just fucking with him. Oh, yeah. Let's get back on Spellman.
Why do you hate
him
so much?
Why do you hate Spellman so much?
Kyle from the process? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, do you guys play the old balls this year?
I don't know.
I think the old ball got a real easy schedule.
All right, so
That was the big news. Yeah, man. That is crazy. I don't know what to say about Steel City anymore. They definitely missed.
Their jerseys are nice.
Yeah, they do got good ass jerseys, right? they definitely wait. Wait, you talking about Florida Wind has nice jerseys? Oh hell no. Nah. I don't know his name.
Does anybody know who is the quarterback?
I thought you were talking about Steel City's jerseys. I like Steel City's jerseys. Soccer team in Mexico. Said Steel City is no longer an elite team. Who their coach is? Like, does anybody know their quarterback? I think Florida Wind, I think they just got Steel City's number. So.
I mean, that's voice they beat them, kind of.
Yeah, it is. Not kind of. It's definitely what happened. All right, Johnny. Yo, did you get a jersey yet or nah? You didn't answer that. All right. My fault. Oh, shit. Okay. I see you playing. Yo.
Is it green or white this week? Are you wearing the green or you wearing the white?
Home or away?
I don't even know what that is.
We're wearing
our new jersey. Oh, you got new ones. Okay. Why y'all got new jerseys? Y'all ain't win shit. All right,
y'all. Good luck this week.
All right, man. Same as you, bro. Good shit. I'll see you on Sunday, dog. Hey, Mark, bro. Mark. Come on, dog. Now we have what GCI?
Yeah,
we have played them. Yeah, we did. We played them in that fucking sweltering heat last year.
Oh yeah. You had
6-6.
No,
his little brother was quarterback. Vinny started and sucked, and then he got pulled for his little brother.
Yeah, well, when they come score, he wanted to go.
He asked me to pick his little brother up, man. I see. I might fuck around and just do it, just to fucking shoot, just to spite him. Yeah, actually, the Wolfpack needs players. If he wants to actually just play. Or does he want to play with his brother? The Wolfpack needs team. Needs players. You know what? I'm going to do that. Yeah. When I first came in.
Other people coming to the league and like if one person or two people that break off and start their team and that team might become successful. It might not, but then you get another person that goes to a team and he stay there, and he stay there. And you know what I mean? And that's how it happens. It just happens like that. But I think we lost a lot of teams because everybody is men. You know what I mean? Like, some people got fans. Everybody ain't got the same schedule. So, you know, you got to think about it. So, with the times, with the years passing, more money is needed to be made. You know what I mean? A lot more problems was coming out. You know what I mean? We're dealing with more shit. So, some people couldn't, you know, sacrifice to be able to play football. Or, you know, that's just one problem, probably one of the reasons. But, you know, as far as everything else, you're going to get what you're going to get. The same team that's out here is out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've got the same but bona fide teams. The Philly Sports League, the Sports Outlet League, they ran a league with 8 teams every year. If you got to run a league with just the same 8 teams, as long as you consistently know you're going to have those 8 teams, you just do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But we've been consistently having 15, 16, you know, 17 teams. You know, we've been having 15. But it still runs successfully. It still runs smooth. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we want more talent and competition to come in. But at the same time, look at the pool that we have. You know what I mean? You got some of the best talent in that comes from 4 or 5 counties between, you know, Camden County, Boston County. You know what I mean? All different counties. A couple of people come from Philly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I come from Philly, even though I'm from Tampa, you know what I mean? Like, I live in Philly now. But the reality is, this is the geographical area that we have that players come from. Yeah. Our next wave is going to be the people that's coming from high school, the guys that come back from college, or, you know what I'm saying? And then we get recycled players that come back. It's nice seeing a guy that's played in the league for 5 years, and then he's out for like 3, and then he comes back in the league. And you know what I mean? Like, we get a lot of those, too. And those guys take precedence. You go mark on the team. If you got a team and a guy was on your team for 3 years and he's doing his thing and y'all all cool, and then he take a break and then he come back, most likely he's gonna come back and have his spot. So it's like that. It's kind of like, damn, you know what I mean? And then this person who took his spot that you subbed him in with might have been, you know, your boy, homie, cousin that was at the party. You know what I'm saying? That can run a little bit. Right. So it's kind of like, and then that guy is like, damn, now I got to sit back and play. So most of the time, he's like, damn, I got to sit back. And I was playing, and now this guy come back and take my spot. Either he's going to man up and play where he needed to play, or sometimes guys just go and fight. Because they got introduced to the league, they go to another team. You know what I'm saying? And that's how
I was playing with franchise, and then cut or whatever, and like 2 seasons with him. And then this is when I was quarterbacking with Jeff. And then
you say you were the quarterback?
I've been quarterback my entire life. My body hasn't shown because I was 170 pounds back in high
school. Now, man, that don't have nothing
to do with it, bro. I just can't see you. You went to Gloucester High? You went to Gloucester City? Yeah.
playing the league, nobody really plays pickup football anymore like we used to do.
Like we do over here.
prize money, right? But no, it's a full blown season.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then they and it was like this. Then you got four guys that can make every game. You got one guy who really can't play, but he's his cousin's son, and because you need him. And then you got about five athletes that can really play, but they can only make it to the elite other league games because y'all been playing in that league for so long. So when you come over here, they're missing games, and you only got five to play on the field. And you end up forfeiting in the league, you drop out of the league, and now you don't come back because it's like, damn, I can't get nobody to come over here and play, and I invested this money, and you know, blah, 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 blah. So that's one of the major aspects of how it happened, and that was my justification on how these new teams that new come in and then end up flaking out the league. It's because they think this is just a tournament.
Another thing on that, now, they come, a lot of these new teams do come from, like, the Playboy Flag League, where it's no contact. And you come over
right
here and get hit a little bit, but you're like, what the fuck's that?
Right.
I don't want to get hit like that. I don't want to get hit. Listen, but that's why I love it so much, because it's physical. And some of these young kids don't want to be hit like that either.
And you know what?
Some of these kids get hit like that because, and you, I know you've been just as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, curb in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you're not going to come in here acting like that towards me.
Yeah.
I think some of the veteran teams need to take some of the new teams out of
the
way.
Some
of the veteran teams.
Well, that happens. That happens naturally, Tim.
Yeah, just so we don't lose them, you know.
It's whether they embrace it or not.
True.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Egan has been talking to Washington Township. You know what I'm saying? Hazen is actually managing the team.
Yeah.
The new breed.
Yeah.
And I know one of the reps for the team. You know what I mean? I watched him grow up. I've known him since he was like six. He used to be out at the team with his dad.
Yeah.
You know, I know him. So he's now a grown man, and he's like eight. I think he's 19, and he's coming in the league with his own team.
Yeah, I think that's right. Cause you were on when the Red Raiders came on. I didn't know Egan kind of took them under their wing, but I'm glad he did, because they came back and they're like kind of a totally different team, and they want to play, and they're trying to do good. They're actually trying to do good. Whereas most teams like the Red Bulls just dropped out.
And when you give the league a chance, all you got to do is give the league a chance.
Yeah.
Once you give the league a chance, if you get that, if enough of your guys get that bug, if you come out there with, say, 11 or 12 guys your first week, get to week 8, week 7, week 8, and you got 9 or 10 with maybe one little flake off here and there, and they get that bug, they're going to continue to come back. No matter win, lose, or draw. Because the reality is, once you give a taste of the league and you give it a chance, you realize it's more of a fraternity than you think.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeff Mills
got a for what? The first 2 years?
Jeff is the perfect example.
Yeah.
He is the perfect, one of the perfect examples. Perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Diz, you said Diz, you know what I mean? Like, Diz is an OG. Like, Diz has been doing this shit for a long time, bro. He's been doing it for a long time.
Diz was doing that field running fast.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. Diz was really good back in. But the thing is, like with these new teams coming in, don't rush one guy. I'm not toot my own horn, but if you're rushing one guy against me, I personally think 9 times out of 10 I'm gonna win. And
Unless it's Craig.
Who's Craig?
The guy that rushed for us.
Don't put JP in front of me.
Yeah, JP and Craig is our rushers. Ask Jeff about Craig. When Jeff pop back on the screen, just say, Jeff, who's Craig from Camden?
I know, dude, you got to rush too. You got to do this. Don't stop playing football. Keep going together. You need a new quarterback.
Yeah.
But that's a learning game. You got to get up there. Jeff, who's Craig from Camden?
Camden. He's like this, first of all, and he's a rusher, and he looks like he's a fucking, he looks like T.O., dog.
Crawford said, bro, Craig and T.O. are my friends. I'm not playing against y'all.
Best rusher in the league.
Yeah. He is. The fact that he had Sean scared because he was so quick. He took like 3 steps and he's in Sean's face, right? He's scared. Comfort from the Ravagers of Fifth Center.
Number 99?
I think he's number 99, yeah. Or 00 or something weird like that. He's got the sleeves,
yeah,
but like yeah, got the pro.
Yeah.
Comfort
like,
from the Monsters.
Like,
Black Dynamite.
Volunteered to pay for the refs, like he even volunteered to pay for the field, like
No, we're not doing that, bro.
That one time last year,
stop eating demon eggs. Trying, like, I'm not trying to, I just don't understand how you're going to have half the teams have one more game than the other team and then say that. I it just don't make sense.
He's like, no, I'm not going to put them down.
Less losses. Yes.
Less losses.
No. He said it's not going to be a win. It has to.
What happens if
they lose somebody lose two elite games. That's four losses. And then all of the other three elite teams only got two losses, one loss, and no losses.
What
happens to that A team that has that, say that A team were undefeated? That A team is going to move up, and that elite team loses their spot and goes down. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it might even be significantly down. So it's all on that elite team whose pride is like, all right, my main goal is to be elite because I want the big prize.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going for the big prize and now I lose all these games and I got that extra game that I could have fucking, you know, didn't have to play, but I got to play it. You know what I'm saying? So it benefits, no offense, no pun intended, the quote-unquote A teams and down. It benefits, yes.
I have no problem with the buy. I have no problem with the buy. I'm just saying, so what are you going to do when it comes down to it when... Seem to know anything when I asked them.
Yeah, and I don't know if you thought of this.
I will see what happens when it happens.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right.
If that was the case, then we should have never added the new breed. They should have never added the new breed, and we should just stay with the original schedule. I know. I'm just saying, if somebody dropped out. I'm saying if somebody dropped out. Don't act like I have a problem with him adding that team. What I'm saying is, if a team drops out, like you just said, if a team drops out. So all I'm saying is then if a team dropped out, that means we should have never added them in the first place. So, yeah, all right. I guess.
Wait. So, we got an odd number.
Odd. 17. And it was 16. That would wipe out all the bots.
But if they don't,
but for the 7, if you put one out, probably going to own a fucking
buy. If a team drops out, that would just give us, nobody will have a buy. Everybody's buy will be wiped out.
From that week forward, yeah.
That's all. I agree.
It was always a bar.
with the bye for the first seed most of the time. They play in the B division. Because a lot of people used to hate that shit that they had to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the elite players already had a championship waiting for us.
Yo, Crawford, why don't you come up here, bro? Come talk. Come represent that sorry Ravager team you play on. I think he is. I never think you suck, bro.
Or you can call in 563-999-3649. Come on, real quick.
You can call in or you can... Let's see what Crawford's got to say.
I
added the speaker to it so that can you hear this?
Yeah, we had to add a speaker because
it
was like a work in progress. You want the sound effect from the other one. Add a speaker. And some people don't want to come on here. I guess they have to turn their camera on, but they don't. So we're trying to, I don't know. You want the sound effect from the other one. The last.
Jeff, we
got to
do a song where we're together, man.
Let's go.
But it can't be like super late.
I do my teams for free, but I mean I do other teams, but if somebody wants me to actually focus on their team, focus on their why? You didn't have any highlights. Hey, a win's a win, bro.
That's the main that
knows the game so well. Not that he don't know the game well, but Pat knows the game and knows the players so well, he can break it down.
Yeah.
That shit's all good behind you. So it falls in perfect.
I appreciate that, Mark.
I'm just a shit talker.
But listen, my wife came here today. She said, why the fuck do you want to play this football? So you're arguing the entire time. It's all love. It's all you're a man at the end of the day. It's cool. You said it.
It's just the Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to end it right now. And not this, but the radio show.